You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey, everyone. Joe here from buildassetsonline.com. And today I want to talk about how high-ticket dropshipping lays the foundation for you to get mastery over all of online business in general. So I'm going to go through three different things that happen when you do high-ticket dropshipping, kind of in sequential order, that really will give you a command over how business online works. And so whether you're doing another project in the future, dropshipping high-ticket products or not, you're going to be able to do it just with the knowledge that you gain from high-ticket dropshipping. It just so happens that high-ticket dropshipping is so easy to start out. That's why it's so great to start, but still lets you master the skills. So the first reason is because you're going to learn Google Ads. many people put their eggs in the basket of trying to learn Facebook ads, but I personally have the opinion that Google Ads are way, way more of a valuable skill. And why is that? It's because you're targeting people who want to buy stuff. And when someone searches something on Google, like, buy X chair, you're selling X chair, you want to be the one that gets in front of them. It allows you to get in front of the exact customer that you want. Whereas social media, Google's been around for way longer. Social media ads are great. You know, they're obviously effective. You can use those too for high ticket dropshipping, but I would say they're not as tried, true, and tested over the long term as Google ads are. I mean, after all, Google has been around for way longer than Facebook and all the hot social media platforms. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of that stuff coming and going in the next 5 to 10 years, but search ads are always, always going to be relevant. So once you get your Google ads going, you've kind of developed the skill set to do it, and you have people going to your website, then you're going to have to learn conversion rate optimization. So when you first make your site, it's not going to be all it could be because you don't have any traffic yet. You're really not going to know, even though I take a sip of coffee, you're really going to not know what converts and what doesn't. So by conversion rate optimization, what I mean is that you're changing little elements on the web page so that people are more likely to buy. When people talk about conversion rate optimization, I don't like to pay attention to like average conversion rates because that varies so much by product, by niche, by day, by week. But let's just say out of 100 people that go to your website, 1% of people buy. That's just like pretty typical. Now, what can you do to get it to 1.5 or 2%? That's conversion rate optimization. And as you can imagine, by learning that and mastering that, I mean, you're basically doubling your business if you convert 2 out of 100 people versus 1 out of 100 people or even 3 out of 100 people. So again, just like search ads, conversion rate optimization is a skill that applies to all areas online, no matter how you're getting your traffic, whether you're getting it from social media, whether you're getting it from Google Ads, whether you're getting it from organic search, whether you're getting it from an email list, any way you get your traffic, if you can optimize for conversions, then I mean, that's really you're good. That's all I gotta say about that. So you've done those two things, and if you master just those two things, I can promise you that you're going to have a very, very, very profitable high-ticket dropshipping store that you could sell. But the third thing you can do, not necessary to have a successful business, but again, we've laid the foundation with the Google Ads and the conversion rate optimization, and now we can start to layer on SEO on top of that. So SEO, search engine optimization, is just getting your site to rank organically in the search results, figuring out what pages are your best converters, your most profitable items, and doing everything you can to to push them up in the ranks. Now, because you've done those first two steps, you already have a solid foundation to optimize stuff. Like, let me give you an example as to why. So if you're running Google Ads, what's going to happen is, you know, you can basically, the more you run them, you're going to start getting what's called branded search. So people are going to go to your store. You know, they're going to look around, then they're going to come back later. People generally come back a few times before making a high ticket purchase. So they'll actually Google your store name and then whatever they're looking for. And so that is a very, very positive signal in Google's eyes, because it's almost like backlinks in a way. Everyone knows that links from other sites send a signal to Google that they should rank a certain page. But branded search is one of those really, really, really powerful signals. And if people are searching your store's brand name just from your paid ads, then you have a lot of the battle done for you to start optimizing your site. And so, and again, because you're dealing with high ticket products, the mistakes you make with SEO, even if you get it like 20% right and it gets you one or two extra sales a month, that could be huge. That could be over $1,000 extra a month. And so if you go through these three steps and you master search ads, you master conversion rate optimization, and you master SEO, nothing can stop you. You'll be able to basically like print money on demand online, whether it's the high ticket dropshipping again or another project that you want to do. It's just, I kind of view that as like the triforce for you Zelda fans out there of internet marketing. So I hope this video made sense and hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you can, you know, get alerted when we make future ones. So see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.